Masechet Horayot Perek Bet Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, "En hayavin al aseh ve'alot ta'aseh sheba mikdash." The Bet Din would not have to bring the Par Ha'elim Davar, and the anointed Kohen Gadol would not have to bring the Korban of the Par Kohen HaMashiach if they violated or if they gave a mistaken ruling about the positive commandment or the prohibition of the Bet HaMikdash. What that means is there's a prohibition to enter the Beit HaMikdash while a person is Tameh, and there's also a mitzvah to aseh, a positive commandment, that if a person is Tameh while he's in the Beit HaMikdash, he has to leave as quickly as possible, taking the quickest way out. A person who violates these laws would not bring a regular hatat offering, but he has to bring a oleh v'yored. He has to bring a korban that is korban oleh v'yored, which is a variable offering. What he brings depends on how wealthy he is. If he's rich, he brings a certain type of korban. If he's poor, he brings a different type of korban. But regardless, he does not bring a korban hatat. So what we're saying here is the Par Ha'elem Davar and the Par Kohen Mashiach are brought only for mistaken rulings that were followed through that would have resulted in a hatat offering if they were just simply done unintentionally. And these two don't warrant a korban hatat if done unintentionally, because we just mentioned that they bring korban olev yored. So therefore, they wouldn't be within bounds of the par ha'elem davar or the par kohen mashiach. If a person is in doubt if he has to bring a standard hatat offering, he brings something called an asham talui. That covers him in terms of that safek. We'll discuss here, let's say a person does not know if he has to bring a korban olev yored. What does he do in that case? Should he bring an asham talui, or does the asham talui only cover the possibility that he has to bring a regular korban hatat? Ve'en mevi'in asham talui al aseh ve'alot ta'aseh sheba mikdash. A person does not bring an asham talui if he's unsure if he violated the positive commandment of needing to leave the Beit HaMikdash as quickly as possible if you become tameh, or the negative commandment about not being able to enter the Beit HaMikdash. The Asham Talui does not cover that. They only cover a person who's unsure if he has to bring a regular Hatat offering. Those two are Korban Olev Yored. And therefore, the Asham Talui is not brought for them. Now we'll give examples of Averot that are subject to the Par Ha'elem Davar, the Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Asham Talui. Aval Hayavin Al Aseh Ve'alot Ta'aseh Shebanida. The court and the Kohen Gadol are liable to bring a Par Ha'elem Davar or a Par Kohen Mashiach if they give a ruling about a positive commandment or prohibition about having relations with a Nida, because these sins would have been obligated to the person to bring a regular standard Korban Hatat if he did it by mistake. Umevi'in asham talui al aseh ve'alot ta'aseh sheba nida. An individual also brings an asham talui if he's unsure if he violated a positive commandment or a negative commandment about nida. These sins normally would bring a standard regular hatat offering, and therefore if a person is unsure about them, he has to bring an asham talui. We'll now give examples of what it means to violate an aseh or lo ta'aseh about nida. Ezohi mitzvat aseh sheba nida. What's an example of a positive commandment with the nida that a person could give a mistaken ruling about and then have to bring these korbanot that we mentioned? Perosh min hanida. The commandment was separate from a nida in a particular manner. The man was having relations with a woman and then she became nida. He has to separate from her and he has to do it in a way that's going to avoid the prohibition of having relations with nida. So he's sort of stuck here and with the problem. He is having relations with her currently, and then she becomes nida. If he withdraws immediately when he has an erection, then that movement of withdrawing from her is pleasurable, so he's having relations with nida. On the same token, he doesn't want to stay in her. So what he has to do is he has to wait for himself to lose his erection, and then he could come out of her. If a person violated this law, he would be karet if he did it on purpose, and a korban hatat if he did it by mistake. So if a court ruled that a man in this situation should remove himself from his wife immediately, and then the community followed that ruling, It's a mistake. He's not allowed to withdraw right away because it's pleasurable. So therefore, the pad he'elem davar would be brought. Umitzvat lo ta'ase. What's an example of a lo ta'ase of nida? Lo tavo el hanida. The commandment, don't have relations with the nida. The prohibition not to have relations with her while she's already nida from beforehand. So if the court gives a ruling, for example, over here, to abolish this and says, oh, you're allowed to have relations with a woman when she's a nida. Or like the case we mentioned before, that you're allowed to withdraw from your wife after she's becomes a nida while you are having relations currently with her, then those are both mistaken rulings. And if the people go with it and they follow it, then a par he'elem davar would have to be brought, or the par kohen mashiach. If the Kohen Gadol gave that ruling and he followed it himself, and also if a person was unsure if he transgressed these laws, since they would have been a korban hatat, if a person wasn't within the field of par he'elem davar, it's a person did it without it receiving a ruling, he would have to, and he doesn't know if he did it or not. He doesn't know if he did it by mistake. If he knew he did it by mistake, korban hatat. If he doesn't know, in these situations, he would bring an asham talui.